You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories: best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
A little extra.
Uncensored, unedited,
and almost uninterrupted.
Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Woo! Woo! So, big night tonight with just a I'd say pretty much a circus called the NFL draft. I mean, I don't think that this type of thing should be so focused on how showy we can make it. See, I think there's too much showy in sports as it is. There's too much, look at me, look what I did. You know, it's not sportsmanship. You brag on yourself. You wear these flashy, god-awful suits. And then the NFL with the light shows and the fireworks and the props and the all that they do, all that going and doing that they do. Roger Goodell is a clown in and of himself, so he's a clown ringmaster, basically. Coming out and doing all the announcements and everything. And tonight is in Detroit, you know, the entertainment capital of the world, the glitz and glamour capital of the world. And all of those fans that you see in the crowd at the NFL draft, you know, wearing their team's jerseys and all that. I wonder how many of them are actors that have been placed in there to represent fans, because are that many fans, you know, going to travel to wherever the draft is and stand out there all day and jump and cheer and all of that kind of stuff? I know every now and then they'll put a famous fan out there, like the famous New York Jets fan that wears the hard hat or the fireman's hat with his jersey and all. He's been out there for years. They'll put him out. He'll be out there sometimes to make it look like, oh, these are, I see that guy at the games. But most of the time when I look out there at what should be, let's just say, Lions fans, they don't look like they would be Lions fans. They look like they'd be more like San Francisco fans, you know. They're more, you know, nerdy looking and, you know, things like that. They put Philadelphia fans, the Eagles fans out there, and they look, you know, like they're civilized. And if they're real Eagles fans, they are uncivilized. We know that. Because there's no way they're bringing a bunch of real Eagles fans and putting them in a glitz and glamour situation like that. They wouldn't test that. They wouldn't risk it. Because they'd be tearing the place up and they'd be, you know, eating the decorations and fighting. And I mean, they'd be doing all kinds of stuff. So you can't let those uncivilized, real Eagles fans be part of that if you're worried about the show.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of it is fake. But if there's somebody, and Ace, you probably know this better because you keep up with sports and you want to be a sports anchor and stuff. If someone is supposed to go high in the draft, like in the first round,
Yep.
And they don't show up for all the glitz and glamour ceremony and everything. Do you refer to them as a draft dodger?
You could.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
It only makes sense. Yeah. You're dodging the draft. You're a draft dodger. You're a coward if you're doing all of that.
I did think about you the other day, TJ, when it came to the draft, and I meant to mention this, and you just reminded me of it. Have you seen the draft commercial that involves Roger Goodell and Eminem?
No.
Let's see if I'm trying to see if I can find it here, if I have the right one. Eminem featured in the new NFL. Let's see if this is the one that comes
up. It'll be amazing. I can't wait to see which quarterback goes where.
Yeah, me neither. You think I'd make a good NFL quarterback?
Well,
no, this is not the one I saw. But in the one, it's there's very quick. And Eminem says, get ready, you know, Thursday, April 25th. It's the NFL draft. And Roger Goodell goes, live from the D. And Eminem turns him and goes, you could have just said Detroit. You know. My first thought was, stupid. My second thought was, if you go back to old Eminem, which you've got like 25 years ago, would you have ever thought you would reach such a level of acceptance?
Yeah.
You would be doing the NFL draft commercial, which there's a coolness to that. I mean, I don't blame him. I would do it too if somebody said, you want to do the draft commercial? Like, hell yeah, I'll do that, you know.
But the NFL as an organization is not, you know, what it used to be as a well-respected professional organization. It's not, you know, it's become more of a casual, the commissioner trying to use slang and,
yeah,
and you know, the way he acts at Roger Goodell. But I'm just wondering, and this is a serious question. I'm not being facetious. Have there been no famous people from Detroit since Eminem was on top of things? Is he the latest big celebrity that people would say came out of Detroit that's not a sports person?
He's probably the most famous, sure. Let's see.
But I mean, there hasn't been one that's more, you know, in with the younger audience today.
I can't think of any.
Because, you know, when they talk about Detroit, they're either talking about old Motown celebrities, or they're talking about Kid Rock, Eminem.
Yeah.
They don't talk about Ted Nugent because he's a conservative, so they, you know, he's poison to Roger Goodell in the NFL.
He's a goddamn Motor City madman.
Yeah.
The closest thing would be Jack White.
Oh, he from Detroit?
Jack White's from Detroit, yeah. Big Sean's from Detroit.
They could have used Big Sean.
But
he's pretty.
But he is pretty, but if you put Big Sean up there with Roger Goodell, 9 out of 10 average NFL fans are going to go, who's that guy?
You think?
I don't think the average NFL fan would recognize him instantly. You'd instantly recognize Eminem.
What is the average NFL fan? How old? What color are they? Level of education? You know, the demographic, the average target demographic.
I just looked up something about fan demographics. Give me 2 seconds. But I would venture to guess it's like a 35, 40-year-old white male.
You think?
Let's see. Bah, 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 bah. NFL fans, I've got to scan this article. 58% of Americans that do engage with the NFL on a weekly basis are 58% of Americans. Wait, 73% are male, age 50 plus.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Brandon, NFL, you got to get rid of that. 70% of American males engage with the NFL. 53% of American females engage with the NFL. 64% are between the ages of 25 and 39. That's male and female. 70% have a household income of over $100,000 a year. So the vast majority of people are 25 to 40. The majority of the NFL fans are 25 to 40.
And it doesn't break down by race?
No, not in this article. Let me see if there's another one.
What do you think it is, white or black? Or
I don't know. It's just changed so much. And I know who they target, whether that's their main demographic or not. But they target young, like 18 to 34-year-old, both men and women, but they're more, if you watch their commercials and their promos for the NFL and NFL.com and all of that, it's for young urban women. Because there are more women in those commercials wearing gear and all of that kind of stuff. And when I say urban, I mean just like big city, mm-hmm. not necessarily a race of people, but more of an urban situation. They're not advertising to country people, let me put it that right. way. Yeah. So small town people.
Yeah, 70% of the NFL's audience is male. 64% of that audience age 25 to 34. They do admit they are working to cultivate the 18 to 29 demographic, that because that has come up every year since 2021. It's risen to now like 34% mm-hmm. of 18 to 29 year old males say they love and interact with the NFL.
Hmm. Yeah. But see, since the NFL got political and all, I don't enjoy it as much anymore. I barely watch it. You know, every time somebody scores a touchdown, I don't want to see some message preaching to me about some shit I'm not doing. You know? I'm not hating anybody, so stop telling me to stop hate. You stop hate.
Yeah, there. You know, I don't know. There's a lot to be said for having a place to go that it being an escape. Mm. Hey, for a few hours, I want to just I want to root for the Panthers with all these other people. I want to root for the Dolphins. I want to just enjoy this.
No, I root for players depending on their race.
Interesting. Oh. I make no bones about it.
I don't.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to tell you which race that I root for every year. It just depends. It depends on how much money I've got bet on each race. You know, I mean, like, what are the odds on the white guy catching three passes in this game? They have that in Vegas. And they go, what guy? And I go, the white guy. Yeah.
You know, the white guy.
That one that dates Taylor Swift.
Let's see.
Yeah. I'm kidding. I don't watch much sports because it's not diverse enough. It's not proper representation. It's not accurate representation of America. So especially, you know, soccer. Oof. I'm not watching soccer. A bunch of Germans and Brits out there. Get out of here.
I know baseball caters to like my dad. Like that is their audience. Yeah. Like old,
they are,
white guy.
They are desperately trying to attract young fans.
Yeah. Because
while they're doing great and baseball is making a fortune, they see the curve is going to turn against them soon. When your dad's generation, my generation, when we start dying off, they're going to lose. They've got to get young people back into baseball quick. That's why they've instituted things like the pitch count. They're trying to speed the game up, make it go faster.
That's not what they need to be doing.
Yeah.
If they want this market of younger people, then they're going to have to put something out there that younger people, young Americans, can identify with.
They can't identify with baseball?
No.
An American athlete?
A lot of them can't because they're, you know, so many players don't even live in America. They're not Americans. So, you know, Little League has been down for years. Yeah. Not as many kids play in Little League.
Oh, is that
League.
True?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah,
because
they're
terrible.
Because they push them into soccer.
Explosive sport, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yep. Yeah. So they're not interested in baseball, and then they turn it on. They're like, oh, this, what is this?
And even the players that, like, could go to the MLB, a lot of them go to the NFL instead, like pitchers and stuff.
Yeah. But I look at, like, really? You know. They got to get rid of you know, and the players that aren't even good that are foreign, like that Ohtani.
Ohtani, yeah.
Get rid of him. He's taking up space a good American could be playing, getting little kids interested.
Rob, what did you say a minute ago? That major league pitchers are opting to go play in the NFL?
Russell Wilson was drafted to the MLB, so was
Patrick. Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray. Okay. So, I mean, like, they're choosing football over baseball in most situations, it seems, like if you could do both.
Hmm. Mm. Yeah. Oh, what was his name from, wasn't it Florida State? Then he ended up coming to the NFL when he was, or going to college and playing baseball when he was older. years ago? Oh, God, and did he play for the Panthers at one time?
Yeah, who's
Winky,
that guy?
Winky.
Chris Winky.
Winky, Winky. Yeah. Winky.
He was like 30 years old when he was drafted.
Yeah, he was drafted. He was 26 or whatever when he was drafted.
Wasn't Jameis Winston, wasn't he a baseball
player? Yes, he was.
Like, I think so many quarterbacks do both.
That's crazy. I didn't know that they overlap like that.
Yeah, the Big Hurt chose baseball, though, over football.
Yeah. A lot of
Frank Thomas.
And it works because basketball season, it's very difficult in college, especially to play basketball and then play football, then play basketball because you miss over half the season before
you join. What a remarkable thing to be so capable and so amazing at two different sports at a professional level. Right. I mean, that is remarkable.
To be drafted in both.
I mean, it's just unthinkable.
And then there are the opposites where one of them is really good. Like they showed it was a clip the other day going around the social medias of C.J. Stroud, who is a phenomenal young quarterback for the Texans. And he was going to throw out the first pitch at a Houston Astros game.
Yeah.
And it showed him warming up on the sideline, across the foul line there. And he looked like he had never thrown a baseball in his life. He just looked so awkward and all that. And you would think that.
Weren't you just shocked watching that? Like, hey, man, you throw a football for a living. Mm-hmm. It's not that different. I mean, it's different, but it's not that different for you to look so weirdly awkward throwing a baseball.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah. I think the Texans should trade him after that.
There was another baseball.
Like who was the somebody, other? You know, cough while they're naked.
I can't remember who it was. There was another football player that threw out the first pitch somewhere. I don't know who it was, but anyway, it just like right into the ground. It's one of those like that. It's the motion is not that different that you can't figure it out. You're an elite level athlete. It can't be that hard for you.
Yeah.
Huh. Doesn't baseball pay more too than the NFL? So they're choosing less money to go to the NFL sometimes.
Well, not necessarily. It depends on if you're an elite quarterback, like all those you mentioned. Quarterbacks make more than baseball players.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes definitely makes more money in the NFL.
Yeah, you're talking about quarterbacks are now making $40, $50 million a year. They make more than baseball players.
But he also has to get the shit knocked out of himself a million times a day. That's true. Somebody's beating
on him. But, I mean, it's the bigger of the two sports by far. The NFL's the biggest sport in the country. That's where the big money is. That's where all the endorsements are. That's where all the fame is.
Where all the Americans are.
Yeah.
It was Travis Kelce that also had a first pitch that looked like garbage.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, again, you just figure he's thrown a baseball before. He's an elite-level athlete. I don't know why I just figured that.
Yeah.
You just do.
I wonder if basketball players are bad at the first pitch.
Probably. But aren't they considered the best athletes of all of the major sports, basketball players?
I've heard that before.
I thought it was soccer.
I've always heard basketball players or soccer players. Because at your average athletic skill, soccer players. Hockey players shock me. NHL players, if you've ever been to an NHL game, it is incredible. The backward, forward, the skating, the movement, the change of direction, and all that, and how fast that sport is. It just doesn't translate to TV.
Yeah, all of those sports, though, as far as athletic ability, they all pale in comparison to cornholers.
Oh, boy.
A professional cornholer.
You know it.
Like, the situation.
He's a pro?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. He knows the situation.
He also knows about tax evasion.
He does?
Allegedly?
He paid. He was a guilty of
that. Okay, I was just making sure.
He paid his debt to society.
He went to prison.
You think that's where he learned to play cornhole? Maybe not that
kind. It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more. Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. none of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weight loss.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weight loss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenics. Neogenix.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt-centric Charlotte South Park.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ. From the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.